Macmillan Audio presents Where Monsters Dwell by Jürgen Brekke. Read for you by David Menken. To Eva, for her infinite faith. For thou shalt have full many a chance to roam, seeking for something that all men love well, not for an unknown isle where monsters dwell. William Morris. Prologue. There are no monsters under the bed. The spaceship he spent almost a week building is wrecked, the pieces strewn all over the floor. Some of them are weighed down by the end of the bed where he's hiding. When he burst into the bedroom, he inadvertently swept the spaceship from the green plastic table that he and Papa had bought at IKEA. Now he's afraid that the crazy person downstairs might have heard the crash when the Lego pieces scattered in every direction. A Luke Skywalker figure, which he had wanted for so long and just got for his birthday from his parents, is standing right in front of his nose and staring at him with dark, empty eyes. He's trying to breathe calmly and stay as quiet as he can. He mustn't make a sound. Then that raging person might not find him. Might turn around and leave. But is that what he wants? If the person leaves now, Mama will be taken away. The only thing he saw was an arm and the crowbar that struck his mommy in the head, right above her ear. Her head was flung backward like a rag doll's, her neck so thin and white. Round drops of blood seemed to hover in the air. She fell to the floor without crying out, and he had to take a...